from Hollywood.
The Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, the Sportsman, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
If it ain't bills, it's tax. If it ain't waves, it's whack. If it ain't skirts, it's quack. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't steer, it's doggy. If it ain't pipe, it's stogie. If it ain't baby, it's bogey. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be? If it ain't me, I know it's not your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be just one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. Now listen here, Max. I'm really in demand. Men asking for my hand. So you just understand. It's gotta be this or that. I ain't gonna sit and wait. Even I had a date in 1928. So it's gotta be this or that. Well, I met one soldier from the South Pacific. He was cute, kind of tall and lanky. And he said I reminded him of lovely native girls he'd seen. And hey, what is a you bangy, huh? So just make up your mind. Cause if you don't, you'll find I ain't the patient kind. And you're liable to come in contact with a baseball bat. So it's gotta be this or that.
Well, Judy has decided to augment her vocal talents by becoming a musician. And as our scene opens, she's practicing on the saxophone.
Geranium. Oh, geranium. Geranium!
Yes, Miss Judy?
Come over here. Take those earmuffs off.
I'm coming, honey.
How can you hear with those earmuffs on?
I can't.
Hey, what do you think of my playing? Doesn't my music send you?
Oh, yes, it sends me all right, but that ain't the way I like to travel.
Well, I learned a new number. Listen to this.
Okay. Golly, Miss Judy, what number was that?
Song of India by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Rimsky-Korsakov? Well, it sounded flat.
Well, sure it's flat. Korsakov is driving in on the Rimsky.
Oh. Hey, Miss Judy, you got your mouth stuck in that saxophone. Here, I'll help you.
That settles it. That's the last time I'll ever play the saxophone while I'm chewing bubble gum. Say, Geranium, did you ever play a musical instrument?
Oh, yeah, honey, I used to play the tuba. I put everything I had into that tuba.
You did?
Yeah, and with my shape, I could just about make it.
Oh, hello, Aunt Aggie. How'd you like my saxophone solo?
Well, Judy, I can't say much for your playing. Why must you always play swing? I'm fed up with popular music.
Well, shucks, Aunt Aggie. After I play it, it ain't popular.
Of course, I like some modern conductors, such as Paul Whiteman and Kostelanitz. Whom do you like?
Well, I kind of lean toward Harry James, but Betty Grable keeps pushing me away.
Ah, but the old masters will live forever.
Yep. After all, where would music be today if Wagner didn't give a wag, Beethoven didn't give a beat, and Damrosch didn't give
Judy.
A...
Judy!
You thought I was going to cuss and say darn, didn't you? Well, this ain't getting my practicing done.
Hey, look, Miss Judy. That man next door is opening his window and waving at you.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Maxwell. Did you hear me playing?
Indeed, I did. Do you know Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe?
Yeah. Do you want me to play it?
No, I want you to take it.
Miss Judy, he's just old meanie.
Yeah, I know it. He's so mean he uses barbed wire for a clothesline so the birds can't sit down. Mm. Oh, the birds feel so sorry for him just standing around
Judy,
twiddling the feathers.
Miss Judy,
what is
any time for toodle time on the radio?
Oh, gosh, yeah, I nearly forgot my favorite program. Turn it on, Geranium.
Yes, ma'am.
The Toodle Saxophone Hour is on the air.
Toodle saxophones are dandy built to fit your mouth and snoot. Buy a horn and keep it handy when you're going on a toot. A toot, toot, toot.
Oh, ooh.
Hello, everybody. This is Hot Lips Dan, your saxophone man. Are you a social outcast? Do you sit home alone?
Yeah, night after night.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Well, then, take our saxophone course and be the life of the party. If after six lessons you don't play the saxophone beautifully, I'll kiss a pig.
Shucks, I've had six lessons. I wonder how I'm doing.
Okay, lady, you win!
Turn that darn thing off, Geranium.
Yes, ma'am.
Doggone it. Seems like every time I turn the radio on, some jughead sticks his tater trap into the microphone and says...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. How do you like the way I play the saxophone?
Well, Senorita, I like the way you play it, but I don't like the way you hold it up to your mouth.
Why?
Because that is what makes the music come out. Senorita, do you play Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, or Rachmaninoff?
Who?
Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff.
Now, once more, Pedro, to wash the soap off. You know something, Mr. Maxwell don't like my playing neither. I asked him what he thought of my execution, and he said he was in favor of it.
Senorita, if I was here, he wouldn't talk that way. I fought in the Golden Gloves.
In the Golden Gloves? How'd you come out?
Feet first. I was in the heavyweight division of the Golden Gloves.
But, Pedro, you're not heavy enough.
Well, Senorita, my Golden Gloves had lead in them. But you know, I won three fights in a row. I fought Kid Gonzalez, Kid Ramirez, Kid Garcia, and then I lost.
What happened?
They stopped giving me kids and made me fight a man. But the biggest moment of my career was when I fought Joe Louis. Boy, did I have him frightened.
You had Joe Louis frightened?
See, he thought he'd kill me. Well, Senorita, I will go now. Buenas tardes.
And a hot toddy to you too, Pedro.
That was Opie Case, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing in Acapulco.
Use Colgate toothpowder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate toothpowder.
Remember this message from Colgate toothpowder. When the one you've a crush on gives you the brush off, quickly ask yourself, could I have a little breath of trouble? For that breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, has cooled many a romance. Yes, it's happened to thousands without their knowing. So don't you run the risk. Follow the Colgate tooth powder routine. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Miss Judy, there's a note from Mr. Maxwell, the man next door.
Let's see what it says. Oh, it says he's coming over to tighten a part of my saxophone so I can't play so loud.
Yeah, well, what part you going to tighten?
The strap around my neck. But I'll show him. I'm going to be a great musician.
Yeah, honey. Maybe someday you'll even play at Carnegie Hall or the Metropolitan.
Pardon me, Miss Canova.
Yes, mister?
I heard you playing the saxophone, and I've come to sign you up.
Oh, are you from the Metropolitan?
No, I'm from Prudential.
Again. Oh, gee, that wasn't very good. I better run over it again.
Put it out in the street and we'll all run over it.
Geranium, I told you we're going to have trouble with that man.
Can you read? I don't like our neighbor, Mr. Maxwell.
Pedro, if you don't like him, why were you playing marbles with his kids?
Well, we wasn't playing marbles. I had a fight with Mr. Maxwell and his kids was helping me pick up my teeth.
Well, how did the fight start?
Mr. Maxwell dropped a bunch of leaves on my head.
Oh, now, Pedro, how could a bunch of leaves hurt you?
It was the leaves out of his dining room table.
Then, Miss Judy, if Mr. Maxwell ever saw my boyfriend Pomeroy, he wouldn't bother.
That's right, Geranium. Pomeroy is big, isn't he?
Oh, yes, and he's the original Mr. 5x5. Well, Pomeroy is the only man in the Army who has to fall out in a column of threes. Oh, that's Doorbell Alice.
Who is it, Geranium?
That Mrs. Frost. The town of Bonfire is here to see Miss Judy.
Well, show him in.
Howdy, Count.
Ah, Geranium!
I killed you as fast as I could. My heart zoomed into the sky, my brain began to spin, and I flew to you on the wings of love.
Just, Count, you better straighten up and fly right here.
I heard about your troubles from your Aunt Agatha. Ah, what a stew you are in. What is the trouble with your neighbor?
Well, it started like this, Count. What do you think of it, Count?
Oh, it is very good, Sherry, but I think you have a little too much fortissimo in your moderato.
Just, it's just this tight dress I'm wearing. Listen to this, Count.
Ah, ma petite. Oh, little pigeon. Ah, chérie.
Ah, shut up.
Chérie, that man is a cowardly cat. I will fight him a duel.
Attaboy, Count. Fight him a duel at 20 paces and you choose the weapon.
Oh, no. I will let him choose the weapons. I will choose the number of faces.
Yeah, I can just see the headlines now. Man in California fights duel with Count in South America.
Oh, ma petite, that is not true. I would gladly face death for you.
Then go over and face that man.
But, chérie, that man is not dead. Chérie, that man has insulted you, and this I cannot stand. I simply cannot stand.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to lie down.
Oh, Miss Judy.
What is it, Geranium?
Oh, it's that Mr. Maxwell. He's done ruined our vegetables.
pursuing our vegetables. How?
Well, he has a clay pigeon that he crossed with a mud hen, and it's laying bricks all over our victory garden.
That settles it. Judy, I can't stand any more of this. We're going to sell this house. I'm going to call Mr. Goff, my real estate broker, right now.
Well, that's okay with me, Aunt Aggie. I'll write an ad for the newspapers, too. Let me see now. 18-room house with 4 square bathtubs.
Judy, will mentioning square bathtubs help sell the house?
Why, sure, that'll appeal to people. When you take a bath in a square bathtub, you can't leave a ring.
Baby Judy, if we get a new house, I hope we don't get one with those modern gadgets.
Such as what, Geranium?
Well, for one thing, I don't like those automatic fire sprinklers that turn on if a room gets too hot.
Why not?
Well, one night, my boyfriend Pomeroy kissed me in the kitchen, and before we knew it, we were swimming in 3 feet of water.
Hey, wait a minute. Has anybody seen Judy?
Yeah, we saw her. She was in a little jukebox joint.
Beside the record machine stood Judy Canova, so mad she was seeing red. She banged on the counter till the owner came over, and this is what Judy said.
I come here from far up the mountain. We don't like that stuff up the mountain. Can't fit for no human ear. I've heard beautifuler notes come from pigs and nanny goats. Give me back my nickel. Grandpappy warned me about your city jive. Shoot five. I must return to the mountain. I do. No more shall I tarry here. Please refund my 5 cent piece, or I'll call the state police. Give me back my nickel.
Remember, doctors prove palm olive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove palm olive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin,
rough skin,
women as old as 50,
even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day palm olive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap,
See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Well, Aunt Aggie, do you think the saxophone playing is improved?
Well, frankly, Judy, the timbre of your vibrato proves your embouchure is bad. You haven't enough allegro in your pizzicato, and you don't sustain your crescendo.
Now, what does that mean in plain American?
In plain American, Judy, you ain't got no schmaltz.
You mean to tell me that I'm a square?
Well, let's say you're a little on the icky side.
Oh, shucks. Now, let's be fair about this thing, Aunt Aggie. You ain't no Bobby Soxer yourself.
Well, I may never have swooned at Frankie Sinatra, but there have been times when I've felt a little faint.
Thank you, Radio.
Judy.
Do you like Frankie Sinatra singing?
Oh, yes, honey. Mr. Sinatra's singing really sends me.
Sinatra sends you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. He may have to make two trips, but he sends me.
Good morning, ladies. I have wonderful news.
Oh, it's Mr. Goff, my real estate broker. Have you sold the house?
Why, yes, I sold it this morning, and tomorrow we go to escrow.
Escrow? Gee, that's swell. Is that anywhere near Pismo Beach?
No.
I'll swim myself. Don't
you know? Whether you swim or not, we'll get away from that terrible neighbor. Have you lined us up another place?
Oh, I've not only lined one up, I've bought it for you.
Golly, Mr. Goff, I sure hope it ain't one of those small Hollywood apartments.
You do? Why?
Well, them Hollywood apartments are so small, when you close the bedroom door, the doorknob gets in bed with you. And you know them brass doorknobs on a cold night. And you know how hard it is to buy woolies these days. Have you tried to buy woolies?
No,
woolies
I
lately?
Haven't, as a matter
well,
of fact.
Well, I have. I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, you know, up for you.
Oh,
but
you did?
Yes, there's something mysterious about it. I went to the OPA, but they referred me to the FBI.
Well, what house was that?
The house on 92nd Street. But don't worry about the house I did buy for you. I'm
that
sure you like
moved,
it.
Didn't it? That house on
92nd Street.
Well, now that we've sold the house, I can play the saxophone. You were a younger man, but you got white sideburns.
These aren't sideburns. I've got cotton stuff in my ears.
Yeah, mighty poor grade of cotton. There's some boll weevils crawling down your chin. What do you mean busting in like this, anyhow?
It's that saxophone. Can't you play any other instrument?
Well, I can play the flit.
Flit? Don't you mean flute?
No, when I play, I spray. Yeah, I don't kill no flies, but I sure can murder the bee.
There's liable to be murder, all right. I'm telling you that if you think, if I thought that you, if you think...
Say, what am I mad about? I forgot what I came over here to tell you. I just bought this house, and I'm going to throw you out.
Do you hear that, Aunt Aggie? Mr. Maxwell bought our house.
Well, Miss Judy, that real estate man's back again.
Oh, come in, Mr. Goff.
Miss Canova, about that house I bought for you, I forgot to tell you where it is. Here's the address.
Mr. Goff, why, he sold me this house. What house did you buy, Miss Canova?
Gee, well, we bought your house.
My house! Hey, now we're right back where we started. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do about it, but I got to get back to my practice.
Oh, not that! Not that! Not that!
Folks, we all have dreams, some of them good and some of them bad. But there's one dream we all share with our loved ones in the armed forces who are still overseas. The dream of the time to come when we can all be together again. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me with my head on your shoulder and you with your lips getting bolder. A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown bright and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of gold
honeymoon in Cairo and a brand new auto gyro. Sent home by rocket and a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on a first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad. And if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo with a brand new auto gyro. Then home by rocket in a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. I'll buy that dream.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Good news, ladies. More points for used fats. Yes, you now get 4 points a pound for your used cooking fat. 4 instead of 2. Those extra points will help you buy choice cuts of meat. Why has Uncle Sam increased the points for cooking fat? It's because there is an alarming shortage in industrial fats. So in order to hurry along wonderful peacetime products, do save all the cooking fat you can. If needed in the manufacture of nylons, electric appliances, upholstery, textiles, baby carriages, and hundreds of other articles. And don't forget, soap requires a colossal amount of fat. You can speed up soap supplies by saving every possible drop of fat. You will, won't you? Remember, your butcher now pays you 4 cents and 4 points for every pound of cooking fat. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Colgate Tooth Powder, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying, good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart lonely without.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.